This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio Countdown.
The gang is together, or the guys are together. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly summary of the things going on in the News Talk Radio biz, News Talk Radio world, if you will, from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of Talk Radio, and also the New Talk Media. You can find these lists at talkers.com, along with a lot of other things that are going on in this fabulous world, the conversational world. We have the top 10 stories, as worked over by the staff at Talkers and the People List as well. Here to give us the rundown of the stories and the People List, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I feel like I'm introducing the president sometimes. Ladies and gentlemen, now here he is. Or here's Johnny, here's Michael.
Here I am. And
there you are.
What a crazy week, huh?
They tend to have their idiosyncratic moments, shall we
they
say.
They do. But this one's like a three-ring circus. Let's start out with number 10. That's kind of a fun one. New meatless food products that are out there.
Carrots made of... Wait a minute, no. Arby's has introduced meat in their carrots or something.
I think it's a joke. Arby's is doing it, but it's a joke I've made a number of times over the years. And just to get a rise out of people, and I'll say, you know, if there's a new product, it's vegetables made of meat, because it's so ridiculous. And they went and did it as a spoof, I guess. But there's the Impossible Burger, and there's a Beyond Meat and a big stock market activity, controversy with doctors over how fattening all this stuff is. Whatever. It's kind of interesting.
The Wall Street Burger.
Yeah.
The Bloom Burger.
The Bloom Burger. My gosh.
How about that?
How about number 9? Climate change. Back on our stories list. And that's because of the Democratic debates. At number 8, the Boeing 737.
No, there's a huge volcano in one of the uninhabited Japanese islands. You see that?
Those uninhabited island volcanoes are a problem.
Right.
You know, if a volcano erupts on an uninhabited island,
does it really
cause pollution?
Yes.
At number 7, new White House press secretary. At number 6, Trump rape allegations. At number 5, U.S.-Iran tensions. At number 4, Mueller to testify. At number 3, the G20 summit and the U.S. trade wars. At number 2, the 2020 presidential race and the Democratic debates. And at number 1, immigration reform and the southern border crisis. That's a lot of stuff. A lot of major league stuff going on, you know. At number 10 on our people survey, we have Stephanie Grisham. We have E. Jean Carroll at number 9. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei at number 8. Kim Jong-un at 7. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin at number 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Robert Mueller back on the list at 4. And here's where it gets a little murky. At number 3, we have Bill de Blasio, Julian Castro, and Tulsi Gabbard at number 3. And we have number 2, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, and Cory Booker. But that represents conversation that they've had over 2 days, because there's 2 days of conversation that they've had. But the debate that took place on Thursday night was very consequential, and the names that should be on the list include Kamala Harris, who seems to be emerging as the champ. Bernie and Biden, who seem to be emerging as the chumps. And Pete Buttigieg, who is just an interesting guy. And whether he wins or not is irrelevant. He brings something to the table that's extremely interesting. And, of course, at number 1 on the survey, we have Donald Trump. So this has been a pretty power-packed week of stories and people.
Okay. So I want you to... one of the things that happens on this review is you and your opinions, and sometimes mine emerge as well, as people who do this for a living. You're doing more and more talk all the time on stations. You're a professional at the craft. So when you come up with these things, wearing a couple of different hats, in presenting an argument or a discussion, let's say, of the Democratic debates. I could muddy the waters by telling you what I think. Actually, what I did was take a pencil and cross out names on your list, the people who I think have come out and move ahead a bit, and those who would probably, you can kiss their butts goodbye, and be interested in asking you that same question before I venture into it. Well, who do you think is, from your perspective, as a human being, and, by the way, somebody who is the guy that runs the Bible of the talk radio industry and does radio, if you can separate the two, I would like that. The persons who you think came out of this shining, if anybody, and maybe who you think could beat Trump, if anybody, and who goes home with their tail between their legs.
I think Wendell Willkie came out as a real...
who would remember that name except maybe you and me?
I'm sitting there saying to myself, okay, I got to come up with some real, real obscure character.
Wendell Willkie is...
No, I think that the only one that can beat Trump is Trump. I think that that there's a long time to the election, and that Trump might trip over his tie or his tongue or something. Or circumstances can change where all the issues that are being talked about right now are irrelevant. So I think that it's going to be a tall order to beat Donald Trump. That being said, I think that definitely Kamala Harris came out on top of this. I think Bernie and Biden both slipped. I think that the other names that we mentioned, Elizabeth Warren, I think she's a powerful candidate. I think that she should be taken very seriously. And that basically is it. I don't think that there's much more happening in terms of a lot of these candidates are just blowhards. They're people that showed how rude they were. They showed they didn't belong there.
Yeah, but you just said Kamala Harris came on the top, and she was all of those things, and perhaps the pinnacle of all of those things. So is that what it takes? To get the nomination, to be a rude...
You think she was rude?
Ah, awful. I think she is a horror show. And she's completely, if any... I remember from when she was the AG before she was senator in California.
But you just don't like her.
I don't like her at all.
You asked me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, but you asked me, you know, who do I think made headway in the debate?
Yeah.
Not who I like.
Oh, okay. Who do you like?
I don't like any of them.
Oh, okay, all right, good.
It's not my position to like them. I'm just calling as I see how they.
Oh, I think people want to know what you think.
I'm not crazy about politicians. I think the whole thing was just demeaning. I'd be embarrassed to be running for president and having to stand up there for 2 hours in what looks like a game show.
Yeah.
And the way NBC
handled it. What did you think of that?
I think it's an embarrassment. I don't think that you should have 10 people on the stage shouting answers, one of whom might be president of the United States. The presidency should be treated with far more sophistication, far more studiousness and academic. It should be more controlled. It should be more thoughtful. It's embarrassing. And the audience looked like they were, you know, at let's make a deal. It just wasn't conducive to pushing an intelligent conversation forward. So, of course, some of the candidates are going to come across as being rude because they're fighting for their lives up there. It's got to be a terrible position to be standing there for 2 hours in the chaos. And I don't know. I feel bad for everybody involved. It's not a good format. I don't know. I just don't like it. That's all I could say. Doesn't it make you queasy watching it?
Well, I don't. Well, I used it only as a way to fill between commercials while I watched the rerun of The Good Wife. That's what I use it for. I find them. I guess if I were looking at this objectively, if I can, Elizabeth Warren and Julian Castro and Tulsi Gabbard had a leg up. I thought they did well. And I think the rest of them are Elizabeth Warren is not my cup of tea. I've been pretty specific about that over the years because she's senator from my home state of Massachusetts. I think that some of these other... I just don't understand it. I don't understand why these people... maybe it just shows you that you've got to be some kind of off the main beaten path to run for president anymore. I mean, who look at, if you really do a psychological exam of all these people and ask them or try to figure out why they're running for the presidency, you think any of them really want to help America? Is there anybody on that list that you really, really think is running for president because they want to help our country?
That's a great question, and I wish that were the case, but I do believe these are professional politicians. I see the mailers that they send out. I get, and you get them too. I must be on some list of suckers that give money.
No, we're influencers.
I'm not on the end. I get that too, but I get the list that they send out to people. I don't know how I wound up on it. They must share it, but they all say, "Hey, Mike, it's really great that you're a loyal Democrat," or "Hey, Mike, it's great that you're a loyal Republican." I get it from all of it, from all sides, and we at the Harris campaign are thrilled that you've been our supporter, and you're important to us. What do you think we should be doing? You know, Kamala needs your help. Send $3. And I get it from every one of them, but the way they talk to that low-hanging fruit of people that they are on lists that they think are primed to give money, it is on such a dumb level, on such a gut emotion. It's insulting. So when I get letters, personal letters from each candidate calling me Mike, immediately I know they don't know me because I'm Michael. And hey, Mike, and presuming intimacy.
Intimacy, yes.
This presumption of intimacy, how could I believe anything else that they say?
Yep, there you go. We've hit my button was hit with Kamala Harris. Your button was hit with that one. That was great. Thank you. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. A number of years ago, a fellow found himself frustrated because every pillow he used went flat. Pillows designed to break down. You use the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Buy all the pillows, mattresses, all the accessories, the sheets, everything you need right there. Spend more than $200 to help you finance it. At MyPillow.com, using the promo code DJV. Calitrin. I have been recommending this product for several years to lose weight, to feel great. I use it 4 capsules before I go to bed every night because not only does it help you get the weight off, but you keep it off. That's my experience.
I take it for the arthritis. A lot of people take it for the sleep. So there's many, many benefits to Calitrin, but there's absolutely no side effects. You know, if you don't need to lose weight, you're not going to. It has all the extra benefits. And again, if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, your own prescription meds, it is perfectly safe.
So stick with it for the long haul. It has all these other benefits that go with it as well. And if you use the code DJV, you'll get free shipping. Take action right now. Go to toploss.com, check the box for DJV for free shipping, and get $10 off every bottle you buy. 90-day supply is $30 off. DJV, the code for free shipping at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Mark Breaker is united. We're here for you. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the chief muckraker, instead of being the chief of everything like the president is, he's the chief of muckrakers. Muckrakers United, they all come to him and want to know.
I do know a lot of muckrakers.
I know you do.
That's funny you mention.
Matter of fact, your Michael Harrison interview this week focuses on one of the supreme muckrakers in the history of the business.
Is that the best podcast that I've done?
I think he's the best. Very intriguing character.
We're talking about Michael Savage, folks.
Yeah, right. Michael Savage. Whose real name is Michael Weinstein, I think.
Michael Weiner.
Okay, yeah. He changed it. Now, didn't he win? My mind brings me back about 10, 12 years ago when he won the Freedom of Speech Award, and he sent a video because he didn't want to show up or something.
2007.
It was 2007. Okay.
Yeah.
So
he got the Freedom of Speech Award because he was brave enough to stand up to his conservative fellows in conservative talk radio and actually criticize George W. Bush. He didn't take his support away from George W. Bush. He didn't become a liberal or a Democrat, but he criticized George W. Bush at a time when most of the on-air people weren't. So he got the Freedom of Speech Award because it takes courage to go up against your own side more than it does to lob insults at the other side. And now it's happening again with him. He's under fire because he has been critical of Donald Trump. So that was the basis of it. It's a great interview. It's very revealing.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'd like to. I just want people to go there. It's at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. Michael Savage has been one of the characters, and I put that in quotation marks, who has made a success of his desire to talk to people, talk with people about the issues of the day. He has a rather unique strategy of making fun of people. He's very acerbic. Not my style. I don't know that I even find him entertaining. I think on occasion he's had some things to say. And as a matter of fact, I think that some of the Trumpsters would say it was because of Savage that Trump got elected. I think Savage would probably tell you that too, did he?
Of course.
He used to say that.
He takes total credit for it.
Yeah.
And he's mad at Trump for not kissing his behind.
For not being not being Sean Hannity? Is that what he's upset about?
Well, I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. I mean, I understand why Hannity is loyal to the president. It works for him.
Yeah, it does.
Hannity is totally devoted to the president. As a result, he has a tremendous access to power.
Okay, and
influence are important in this business.
Okay, so let me then, with that in mind, what Savage's strategy, because that's really, I mean, one thing I don't think this guy is, and that's dumb. I think this guy's I've only met him once in my life. I've never really had a conversation with him that was in depth, but I don't get by listening to him that he's a dummy. So he's got to have thought through what the pluses and minuses are of taking a shot at Trump, especially given the audience that you were just talking about. So did you get that out of him?
Of course. Okay. It's very interesting. I'm proud of it. When I said this is the best podcast I have ever done, I'm proud of it. That doesn't mean it's the best podcast anyone's ever done. I ever did.
But you asked at the Talkers Convention, you asked Sean to be more forthcoming, and he wasn't. About his relationship with Trump, about talking at night or whatever it is.
But he sort of answered the question in a way that by not answering it, it was sort of an answer.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
By the way, you can see the interview with Sean Hannity on Talkers.com on the Talkers TV channel there. You've got all those things posted, I think, now, don't you? From the convention?
We're just starting to post them. Next week we'll tell more about it. Yeah.
28 after.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Utah college student missing 11 days was abducted and killed, and her remains burned in the yard of a man now facing aggravated murder and other charges. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown said Ayula Ajay will be charged with aggravated murder, kidnapping, obstruction of justice, and desecration of the body of 23-year-old Mackenzie Luck. He was arrested without incident by a SWAT team. Ajay, age 31, is an information technology worker who attended college on and off but never earned a degree
and was briefly in the Air Army National Guard.
Ivana Trump has announced that she split with her former husband and longtime companion, Rossano Rubicani, after years of dating since their divorce in 2009. The separation was amicable, and Ivana and Rossano remain friendly but are no longer romantically involved. Ivanka Trump is the former wife of United States President Donald Trump and is the mother of his three children, Don Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. This is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, fruits and babies, and da-da-da-da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen.
And yes, you are.
Oh, I thought that they I thought they successfully locked you out.
Oh, did you?
I went through a lot of trouble to have that door knob changed.
Door locked. Okay, well, I can sit back, relax, and I figured listen it was to
my,
you.
I figured it was my opportunity
to
be discovered.
Yeah, perfect.
remember they used to make movies, you know, about the understudy or the fill-in that would, you know, secretly work to have the star killed or,
eliminated.
All About Eve. All About Eve. Ever see
Don't
that
you
movie?
Remember wow. In the corny days of our early career when there would be people who were on the air, the guy who worked
in the background
weekends. Yeah, but the dog in the background. This is real radio 101.
Oh, yeah.
So we had the guy that worked at my station whose name was Phil In. And there was another guy whose real name was Harry somebody or other.
Harry is always dangerous.
Just in case.
I've known a few just in cases.
Yes.
But fill in.
Hey, this is Phil In filling in.
Yeah, this is Phil In. All right, we're all about the business of talk radio, the stories, the people. We were kind of nosing around. Interesting how Pelosi and some of the other in-office people took a back seat to all those who are running, trying to get themselves into a position of power. Number six is, I'm not sure what it's a reference to, but it kind of goes back to, and I don't want to make this redundant, I don't want to sound like we're, you know, kind of beating a dead horse, but the Trump allegations and the kinds of people who run for these offices, in order to be good at this, I mean, think back to all of the presidents that we've known in our lifetime, going back to when we were born, the president was Harry Truman, and then it was Dwight Eisenhower. These were stalwarts. These were men of integrity. These were men who looked the part. John Kennedy. And then, I don't know, it changed with LBJ. For me, it did. Maybe it's because I learned what, you know, it was really all about. LBJ was the first of the really bad presidents, in my mind anyway, that set the tone for all these characters that are around now. You agree with that or not?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't agree. I agree that that's your opinion, and I respect it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
I don't necessarily share that view, but yeah. I understand why you feel that way. I mean, there were certain things about LBJ, particularly how many American young people died in Vietnam, perhaps unnecessarily because of his bad policies. I think that that is a stain on his life and his presidency. But I think there were other aspects to LBJ that were positive, and I think he's a very complex man historically.
Yeah. Well, is that what it takes to be the president? No, think about it. Then let's look at it not from whether you're good or bad, but go through the list of presidents that you can think of in your lifetime. Were they all complex?
Well, Harry Truman was basically a simple man who was very intelligent, very brave. Eisenhower was probably the best president of our lifetime, but we were too young to understand.
Yep.
Kennedy was, of course, a rogue. He was a womanizer. He was in pain. He was on drugs. And he projected a certain image of hope. He wasn't the president that long. It's hard to say. LBJ, of course, is, we just mentioned how complicated he was. Then came Nixon. I mean, Nixon, you know, what do you say about Nixon? And then Ford. What about Ford? Where does he fit? And then Carter, my God. And then Reagan. And then Bush. And then Clinton. And then Bush. And then Obama. And Trump, listen to me. I know my presidents, huh?
Good for you. You get an A.
Yeah.
A plus.
Man, yeah, you go backwards, before Truman was FDR. How about FDR? Elected four times?
Mm-hmm.
A king?
The 18th Amendment? Is that what the 18th Amendment
Well,
is?
Yeah. They
a lot of people, there are a lot of people who are, a lot of Democrats who think that Trump, if he loses the election next year legitimately, will not leave the White House. He will stage a coup. And this is something that I hear a lot, especially from some of my California friends, that Trump will not leave the White House. He'll engage the army and have a coup. I don't know how that's going to happen.
I do not believe that for a second.
No, I don't either. But
that's part of the hyperbole of, When push comes to shove, Trump actually is less Trumpian than some of these other people that we were talking about as being upstanding guys.
Yeah.
History has shown that Eisenhower had a mistress. Kennedy's affairs with women are off the charts. Bill Clinton, come on. I don't even want to utter some of the things that are possible about Bill Clinton. Nixon was, as far as I know, very nice about that kind of thing. He had other weirdnesses.
Right.
But I think that Trump, when push comes to shove, I know this sounds crazy, I think he's a man of peace. I think that Trump, look, it was very telling when Trump pulled the planes back. So wait a second, it was a drone. We're not going to kill 150 people for a drone. That's not proportionate.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Right.
So there's something else going on as we speak, the G20 summit this weekend as this program airs. And what's going on behind the scenes? I sat with a gentleman on Tuesday or Wednesday night of this past week at a dinner. It was kind of a highfalutin thing. This guy's a big lawyer, financier, works a lot behind the scenes for the Trump, not organization, but for his what he's trying to achieve with financial institutions in other parts of the world. He goes back and forth to Europe like you drive to the store to buy a carton of milk. And he said that at the moment, the president has agreed to give England the most, not I think we used to call it the most favored nation status, but it's more than that, has basically put a deal together that makes England the 51st state, so that there will be no tariffs, there'll be no nothing, it won't cost you more money to buy things from England and for the British to buy things from our country. It's just like you went from, I'm buying something in New Hampshire, and I drive over the...
Yeah, well, you know what that's all... I don't know the details.
To save the Brexit. It keeps
exactly.
them from faltering economically. And he
Correct.
Said, same thing to Europe. And the Chinese made note of this because it would give them a leg up on certain things, especially with the Israelis being as good at inventing things. They produce them in some of the European countries. They can really compete with the Chinese. So that's why this guy told me that the deal with the Chinese is 90% done. Now, the trade stuff is all going to be straightened out, and it's going to be much easier to trade with all of the countries in the world, and has been the case before.
That'd be nice.
So isn't that that's something beneficial. Trump put his mind to it and wanted to get it done, and it will be very beneficial for Americans.
Hopefully.
Whereas some of this other stuff that we've had, these other trade deals haven't been. Remember when we used to call NAFTA Shafta?
Yeah.
Remember that?
That whole NAFTA thing was problematic.
Yeah.
Trump definitely seems to have clear thinking on some of these economic issues. But you got to be prepared to tough it out. You know, people that want everything without any sacrifice, I don't know if they're living in the real world. Yeah, let's stand up to China.
Spoiled.
Let's put tariffs, but it'll cost us money. As long as it doesn't cost us money. And
right.
It's like people that want to go to war with somebody else's kid and not their own or themselves.
Yeah. It's the real world. They're different than what this is not the imaginary ballroom. Where they used to. What was the William B. Williams?
It was make-believe ballroom.
Make-believe ballroom.
Yeah, make-believe ballroom. Martin Block was the DJ.
Was that? Oh, he did that.
He's the first one to do it. William B. Williams was on that station.
Yeah.
Make-believe ballroom goes back for radio folks. It goes back to the days when radio stations had their own orchestras, and then when they went to records, records were considered automation. It was considered to be a terrible, terrible breach of art not to have a real orchestra there. So they called the DJ shows a make-believe ballroom. Make-believe the records are a real orchestra and that you're at the ballroom. You know, make-believe ballroom. I've heard some dirty jokes about that, too, but I'm not going to say it on the radio.
The throwback. See, we have such a fabulous experience here with broadcasters. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. If you lack energy to tackle your everyday tasks, time for you to take stock of what's going on in your body. Are you losing your drive, losing your ability to perform? The solution is clear, and it's been all over the place. In the last couple of months since I started talking about NuGenics, it's all over the place. You can't go watch television or you can't look at anything on the Internet. These ads are all over the place. The benefits of having healthy testosterone levels underscored here with NuGenics. And not only, as I say, is it good for you to get into shape, it's also good for your performance. Performance levels may not be as intense as they once were, and you want that youthfulness to return, and certainly so does your wife. So let's see if we can do something about boosting your testosterone and your abilities as a man by using NuGenics, NuGenix. If you'd like a free bottle, compliments of the folks that make NuGenics, here's all you have to do. Text FORCE, FORCE, to 321-321. That's all you have to do. They'll send you the confidence booster, the energy booster, and you try it and see if it doesn't work for you. Complimentary bottle, you text FORCE to 321-321 and see if it doesn't help you out. More women are texting, actually, than men to get it for obvious reasons. Let's try it out. Free. First bottle. NuGenics at FORCE. It's text FORCE to 321-321. Talkers also has a list of the top 10 people. Those in the focal point, that is in the, I guess, when you get right down to brass tacks, these are the people that are really in the limelight, according to the stories and the connection with Talkers magazine. At number 10, Stephanie Grisham. Number 9, E. Jean Carroll. At number 8, the Ayatollah. Number 7, Kim Jong Fatty. Number 6, Pukin Putin and the premier or president of China. I never pronounce his name right, and I don't really care whether I do or I don't. Nancy Pelosi is number 5, got her name right. Robert Mueller, number 4, got his name right. Many of the people at number 3 and number 2, basically the bright lights of the Democratic debates on Wednesday and Thursday nights. At number 1, though, the guy who still controls more of the news media than anybody else in terms of access, President Donald Trump. That's the people list, according to Talkers Magazine this week. Doug Stephanie here. I know thousands of DJB listeners who are finding relief for their aching joints with Sierrasil by going to achefree.live. But Sierrasil works for more than just your aches and pains. Great for your pet as well. Sierrasil's leaps and bounds. The same feel-better formula, but now it's a delicious treat for your pet. Why would you give your pet a treat that offers less? Right now, go to achefree.live, or you can call 877-743-7720 for a special buy one, get one free offer on Sierrasil's Leaps and Bounds. We all want to give our pets the best life possible. Feel your best, have your pet feel best with Sierrasil's Leaps and Bounds. Go online now, get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live for the special offer. Or you can call during regular business hours, 877-743-7720. Feel better or get your money back at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, oftentimes we don't do justice to these lists, or at least we don't repeat them enough, because people are coming in and out of the program. So for your edification, the top 10 stories, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine for this past week, the last week of June 2019, at number 10, all the discussion about new meatless food products. Number 9, continuing discussion of climate change. Number 8, a focus on the Boeing Corporation and the 737 MAX. Problems continue for them. There's a new White House press secretary. That's number 7. The allegations against President Trump, number 6. Number 5, the situational problems we find ourselves in with Iran. Mueller's testimony at 4. The G20 summit going on this weekend, number 3. The Democratic debate, number 2. And immigration reform, number 1 this week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. All right, so one thing we have not discussed this week, Michael, is the continuing focus on the Boeing Corporation and the way they have booted, mishandled, made a mess of this 737 thing, which at first nobody really understood. Now Boeing hired Sully, Captain Sullenberger, to advise them on how to do this. He told them what to do. They've tried to do it, and they don't seem to be able to do it.
Very scary.
And that it is scary as hell.
Yeah, it's scary. And we don't have enough time to talk about it. It's so complicated on so many levels. It has to do with incompetence. And, yeah. And it also worries me about the new technology. When the company's making new technology, can't control it.
This is the biggest corporation. We export more in terms of dollars in Boeing planes than anything else that's made in America.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Yeah,
yes.
So you'd like to know they have their act together.
Yeah, thank you.
Otherwise, why make new planes? I'd rather go and save old ones. Bring back the DC-10.
Give me a 757. I'd rather fly on those things.
But aren't new planes supposed to be superior to old ones?
Well, why are they aren't more comfortable, I'll tell you that.
That's why are they changing the technology that there's ifs, ands, and buts, you know?
Because they have to offer something new so they can sell new
planes.
People won't keep running the old ones. They tear the old ones apart. You know, every new 737 is a fuse. The front fuselage is from an old one because they've been making them for so long.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, there it is. Talk radio. Countdown show. Michael Harrison. Doug Steph.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
News Talk Radio, our focus, this Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. With a focus on small market.
What was that? A mouse?
I have the hiccups. So let's see what we can make out of this. We'll make mince pie out of mince meat or something.
Do you often get the hiccups?
I haven't had the hiccups on the air since I can't remember.
Wow!
So this is real radio. Stand by for Michael. Maybe. By
that sounds so funny. You really can't control it?
I cannot. I've been doing everything I can to.
Oh, come on. You exaggerated that.
No,
one.
I'm not doing that. Listen, wait, you want to spend the whole 5 minutes listening to me hiccup?
No, but I find it. The hiccups are fascinating. It's like one of those weird things that, you know, when you can't control the bodily noise. It can be very embarrassing on the radio.
It is. Well, I don't worry too much about that anymore. But
I mean, you know. So that puts me in a funny spot.
Well, hold on a minute. We'll do it.
I'd already driven halfway across the city. I was gone.
All right. And more after this.
Feeling sluggish, bloated, gassy, and, well, you know, want some relief? Try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Our unique blend of all-natural herbs go to work on your digestive tract, giving you So before you try our super strength formula. It does a great job removing intruders that jack you up. Thousands of people use Life Change Tea every month, so try it because you're gonna love the way you feel. And here's a little pick-me-up. Order now and receive 10% off your first order by entering in 10 today in the coupon code. That's 10 today in the coupon code. Go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Enter 10 today in the coupon code for your 10% discount. Wow, feeling good never felt so good. Get some tea love at getthetea.com. Changing America, one tea bag at a time.
Okay, well, let's see if that works. All right, back on the countdown. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. I've held my breath for a few... No, didn't work. For a few seconds. You know what?
I am told...
Right, exactly. It's too much oxygen. You're breathing and talking at the same time, but there's too much oxygen in your system. So... what I wanted to, would you like to do a treatise for a couple of minutes on small market radio versus big market radio and why people
Small markets have small people. That's that way they get more of them into the city. Now, I don't know what a small market even means anymore, but, you know, there are no small anythings because everything flows out to the internet. And every radio station, every website, everybody's Twitter account could lead to big things. So you know, we're all wired together. But wait a second. What's happened to me?
You're getting them too. Maybe it's one of those universal things that's transferred.
It could be a movie, you know. This, it started on a radio show, and the whole world, you know, came down with hiccups.
Started with hiccups, right, exactly. Yeah, hiccups can cause dehydration.
Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me. Anyway, I thought I was going to stop. I'm going to, if you talk, it's having you compare what used to be the case in small market radio was that there was a farm team. You could practice kind of. You could be bad. Small market radio.
Now you get to be bad on big stations.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so there's no real.
Actually, the farm team right now are college stations, and the farm team is also internet and podcasting.
Yeah.
Podcasting, internet, online radio, and college radio is the new farm system.
Will it prove to be as successful, as good a place to get talent as was the old way of doing things?
Well, we're dealing in such a new world, that's like saying, will YouTube be as successful as vaudeville was in finding the new comedians? We're talking just a whole different era now, and the future of radio has yet to be determined in terms of its place in the 21st century.
Weird Al Yankovic, you know, has gone on record as stopping singing any of his parodies that relate to Michael Jackson.
Huh.
Did you hear that?
I heard a hiccup.
I'm trying to hit the microphone switch before I got there. All right.
Aren't
so
you glad
thank
the show's
you
over?
For your indulgence, those are the stations that are wondering, what in the name of God's going on that program? Well, there it is. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Kara Schillen. I'm not taking credit for those hiccups.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.